This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Robert Barnes. I should have got him on more during the pandemic. I get so distracted thinking of him just as legal stuff. But his statistics, his numbers are dead on. We've got to have him do more shows with us where you just get in the studio and lay everything out. Maybe he'll get here before they lock everything down. But I think we're going to turn the corner in the next month on this. I agree. I don't think the public's going to take martial law while the illegal aliens are still walking across the border. But getting back to that point, at an instinctive level, I don't want to go have confrontations. I don't want to get arrested. But if the Democrats seize on this in every city, and even shut down in Dallas Academy, when it sells all the survival gear and is, you know, much more important than a Walmart that's selling frozen pizzas, Academy ought to say, okay, we're selling food now, you know. This is just crazy that they could shut anything down. Media is protected under federal law. So is our food warehouse. We're covered. But just the hysteria of this and saying First Amendment and the right of the people to petition their government for redress of grievances and to peacefully assemble, that's been nixed, and that's not in the Constitution or in a ruling, is it, Robert?
Not at all. In fact, one of the points that I made in the article, I think it was linked today on Drudge, was the fact that the founders were intimately familiar with pandemics and viruses and plagues, and yet there is not one word in the Constitution that says any of the Bill of Rights, any of our protections, any of our fundamental liberties can ever be abridged in the name of public health, in the name of a virus, in the name of a pandemic, in the name of a plague. And those are people that were far more familiar with these things and experienced them at a worse level than we ever have. So that fact is we should not be quarantining the Constitution of the United States from millions. Right now, basically 167 million Americans, a little more than half the country, currently has no constitutional protection under the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Sixth or Seventh Amendment in their respective jurisdictions as to core fundamental constitutional liberties. They cannot petition their government in a public protest. They cannot associate with one another for a political party in a public physical way. They cannot join together for church, and they can't even have any kind of meeting, more than 10 people in some places, 5 in other places, 2 in other places. They cannot purchase a gun in half the states. Yesterday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that was okay, but 3 of the justices has wisely dissented and said this is a clear Second Amendment violation. So that's why what's happening is a clear constitutional violation. There is an unfortunate history of courts turning a blind eye during pandemics to constitutional violations. And that's why they're willing to test it and check its power now. But that's why legal remedy has to occur. If the president pushes back and governors and mayors refuse to go along with the president's will, then legal action will be coming. People have reached out to me from across the country, and we are putting together the legal research and legal basis for the legal claims.
Have you seen that Norm Pattis suit they got ready when they were talking about banning interstate commerce? We need to get our heads together. There's an article on DrudgeReport.com, not just your great article, but how you predicted weeks ago this tyranny coming, so they posted it. D.C. trying to keep crowds away from cherry blossoms, and it's a guy in a hazmat suit, all just to create fear. This is all theater. Doesn't mean the virus isn't real, but I mean, in Travis County, 78 cases, 0 deaths, and just hysteria is setting in certain people, and then that triggers it in others.
Exactly. Singapore is not closing down all of its civil society or its economy. South Korea is not doing it. Japan's not doing it. Russia isn't doing it at all. Why is it all of these countries are not doing it, yet somehow we have to? Even Iran didn't shut down its economic structure.
And again, China's back to normal.
No different than anyone else.
But we're told 18 months. I mean, the Democrats want us all bankrupt under their control. They want to nationalize everything. They want it. And the ADL, if you notice, doesn't just want our free speech. It now wants this big billion-dollar bailout.
Oh, exactly. They're all going to be looking to get bailed out or to get kickbacks in one way, shape, or form. It's the corruption of our institutions and our think tanks and our politicians. And but for President Trump, they would have been sinking our economy within weeks or months.
All right, Robert, extremely powerful. I'm going to call you in about 10 minutes, talk about some other stuff. Thank you, Robert Barnes.
Be glad to be here, Alex.
Very powerful. All right. Cornell, Wayne, and John, your calls are 60 seconds away. Then he's ready. He's informed, and he is going to be a raging bull. Gerald Celente coming up in T-minus 11 minutes.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent pro-America truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Band.video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got our war room here, our council of experts and hosts and listeners, the most important ingredient, the action, the people on the grassroots, the eyes, the ears, the bloodstream, the soul of the operation. We're going to go to Cornell and Wayne and John to close out my segment of the transmission. Then Gerald Celente comes in for about 40 minutes of live air time. And then War Room with Owen Schroyer. And his former guest host can't talk to us. He's politically gagged by the monster judge who packed the jury with known Democrat operatives and said their names are secret, but we released them. Ha 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 ha. See how that works? See how it works? Keep them comfortable. Now, let me just say this, because people tune in and some folks don't get it, and they say, you just said don't panic over the virus, but panic over the panic. Yes, get concerned, worry about the stock market crashing, worry about the globalists making us dependent on them, taking over the economy. That makes perfect sense, and that's what's happened. And we saw the scripting. We said this is serious. We said it's a man-made virus. It does kill some people. But the hype coming is why you got to be worried and why you got to get ready, because if they're able to have a civil war or a depression, that's why you want the storable food. And we told you that everybody else was sold out of it. Well, they were. We told you we had it. And as soon as we didn't have more food to package it and ship it to you, we told you that. And again, I'm not even thinking about, hey, we sell a zinc high-quality multivitamin. I'm wondering, why is this all selling out? Oh, it's got zinc in it. So what do? I lower prices on the Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's got the highest quality multivitamin and minerals with preglinone. Learn about what that does. This is for adults above 18. Because the preglinone, just look at what it does. Now, we also have these 1 ounce silver sol, nano silver, back in stock. They'll be sold out very soon. Living Defense, you've heard the rave reviews from listeners. What this does with all these natural herbs and compounds, the black walnut and all of it, is it flushes out the intestines, and it, for me, it changed my life. You've heard the callers, what it did for them. So many folks can't absorb things to the intestines because there's just such buildup in there, and the slime coat and the fungus and the yeast. And you take this with Myco ZX, it's just life-changing. It's been sold out 4 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. And we also have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We have the strongest turmeric formula we know of. It's a turmeric concentrate. It has other compounds that boost it. It's 40% off. It also is known to boost your overall defense and is very, very important. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is for adults and children, and so it doesn't have the preglinone in it. So it's really great and very tasty. So that's good for you and your children. Turbo Force is back in stock. We have a lot of other great products. Vitamin D3 is always great. The fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. We're not here to create fear. We're here to create action. And I think you're going to see, like the crises they have in Italy, with 70, 80,000, 100,000 dying a year of the flu. That's triple what we are, and our population is triple. So that's a 6 times the fold death there. Why is that? Well, we've gone over the numbers. So other viruses that are similar are going to wreak havoc. And so you're going to get 5,000 dead, 10,000 dead, 20,000 dead, 70,000 dead. And then like, oh, my God, it's all over. It's this virus. No, it's the oldest population on average on Earth, except for maybe Japan. And so that's what's going on. There's a lot of statistical manipulation going on, but you should still get ready for all the reasons I just named. Okay, Cornell in Illinois. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing? This is Cornell from Illinois. You and Robert Barnes are very impressive. Barnes, your research is absolutely impeccable. Listen, like the previous caller, I am in the state of Illinois. Can you please help us to expose this governor, J.B. Pritzker? Last week, he was on the MSNBC show, the Morning Joe show, and he stated in terms of what they knew about virus outbreak. He said that we anticipated a virus outbreak from Asia. That's location specific. Number one, what information or evidence did he have at that time that would allow him to state that? Two, as an Illinoisan here, he did nothing to help his citizens. He didn't give any health tips. There were no town halls. There was no information, no education put out to the small businesses here. There was nothing done here to help save the lives that he's now pretending that he cares about. I don't know if you know this or not, but he has been, Trump has been in a nasty political battle with some of the governors and the mayors, such as de Blasio. But this guy, J.B. Pritzker, is just as bad as Cuomo and de Blasio. He is evil.
Please. Oh, I agree with you. And he also looks like a satanic version of Bob's Big Boy. Look, sorry. Yeah. Look, I can't keep track of all these guys. I follow what he's doing. It's all a big power grab. And you know more about Pritzker than I do in Illinois. I just know that Trump, you know, letting out the former governor is probably get a lot of dirt on all these people. And the reason they probably railroaded him. What do you think about all this? You're the expert in Illinois, Cornell.
I think that he is part of some kind of cover-up. I do think that.
Well, listen, it came out, the CDC knew this was going on in November. They hired a bunch of people. They definitely didn't tell Trump. They brought the people in. And Fauci is bad news. And it's coming to a head. God bless you. Great points, Cornell. All right, John, thanks for calling from Maryland. Welcome to the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was over at the Frederick, Maryland Costco today. Noticed a guy who came up to the entry, and he said, hey, I just got laid off. You guys hiring? And the guy at Costco said, yeah, we're hiring like crazy. And you wouldn't think that in the D.C. metro area, Frederick's about 30 miles north of D.C., that kind of stuff would be happening. But you get west into the Appalachia, the western three counties of Maryland, it's probably already getting to the point where people are getting laid off like crazy. Frederick County is very much an agricultural and blue-collar county. It's Trump area. But what I have to say is people like Bill Maher, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Loeffner, and others, you know, they may think that they're part of the club, as was said by anyway, but they're really not part of the club. They're not the inner circle. And if they think that Antifa and others aren't going to start a French Revolution, if there's a complete collapse, then they're fools. And as Gerald Celente says, when people lose everything, they lose it, and they're going to lose it.
Well, Gerald's coming up right now, and, you know, Trump's all over the news saying, this is killing the economy. Do you really want this? And he's asking the public, do you really want to get into this fear? Do you really want to get on your knees and just believe all this stuff? Because, you know, it's going to kill some old people. So's the flu. So's everything else. And again, we need to get ready. We didn't know how bad it would be. But I hear you, John. I appreciate your call. Wayne in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, right on, Alex. You there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Let's look at what 1776 did bring us. Of course, the Declaration of Independence. But I want to define the grand jury, the preamble, the Seventh Amendment, common law. The grand jury, there in the middle, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. It is their duty, their right, their duty to throw off such government. I have a sentence here from Frederick Bastus, When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men living together in society, they create for themselves, in the course of time, a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. The grand jury is the second vote in this three-vote system. We are not a democracy, democracy being a one-vote rule. The grand jury is a mechanism allowing the citizens to indict politicians and government employees who fail to follow the Constitution or commit other crimes against the people, and also for other crimes by the citizens. There is a grand jury in every county. Let's test the power of this republic, referencing the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Preamble being the pregame show before the three branches of government. Remember, the three branches of government are a separation of power. I'm tired of hearing a balance of powers. We the people, in proper order, we can and will trump their order out of chaos. Imagine proper statutes and evidence being dropped off at any or all county grand jury.
Beautiful, sir. We have to reestablish this because you write about the Declaration of Independence. This is a declaration of tyranny by the multinationals, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, the Hollywood trash. Coming up, Gerald Celente, Trump ways existing stay-at-home advice to curb economic rout. That's right. Trump is saying, do you really want this to happen? Gerald Celente is about to take over. Folks, get your zinc. Get your zinc. It's sold out most places. We have it at InfoWarsStore.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are back live, and I'm handing the baton to the great Gerald Celente, the Trop Trends forecaster, here with us. But he's been one of those saying that the cure is worse than disease. Trump put it out last night. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. At the end of the 15-day period, we will make a decision as to which way we want to go. He's saying, you want a depression? China's back to work. So there you go. Gerald Celente takes over right now. Gerald, thanks for taking over, my friend.
Fun. Thank you, and thanks for all that you're doing to keep truth alive, because it's really dying quick.
Thanks for joining our war room here. So you're part of the big roundtable, and so I'm going to be sitting back and listening. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, here we are in this crisis that, as I see it, the crisis that is being created by the global governments is much worse than the coronavirus crisis. I'm going to read to you, this is from an article, an Associated Press article. It had to do about a week and a half ago when the Mexican government wasn't closing down on everybody and there was still people out there for spring break. And in the middle of the article, they write this. Almost everyone recovers from the new virus, which often causes only mild symptoms, such as fever and cough. But for some people, particularly older adults, and people with pre-existing health problems, it can cause more serious illness, such as pneumonia. So all the data is in there, and people say to me, well, you know, Celente, don't you care about all those people dying in Italy? Okay, I care about the people dying in Italy. How many died? Oh, it's almost up to 4,500. Okay, 4,500 people died in Italy. It's concentrated in one area, which they say is very high in pollution. They also say that the flu had hit there earlier this year. And who is dying? Well, according to the data that's out, it's elderly people that have been chronically ill. And that's, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, between 87% and 99%. And that's from the Italian Health Institute. So they have this big thing going on about closing down the entire world and destroying the global economy when that not that many people are dying. So here's the way I see it. More people, by the tens of millions, are going to die from what the governments have done to destroy the lives of people than the coronavirus. How are people going to pay their rent? How are they going to pay their bill? How are they going to get, how are they going to pay their card debt? How are they going to pay anything? How are they going to eat? How am I going to? The government destroyed you. Don't you know who I am? We got this arrogant guy over here, Andrew Cuomo, the governor, a daddy's boy just like his brother, Chrissy, on the Cartoon News Network. This Cuomo is such a daddy's boy that he renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge. And I was a kid, like about 8, 9 years old when they built it. It's no longer the Tappan Zee Bridge, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Governor Cuomo Bridge. I named it after my daddy. I'm a boy born on third base and thought I hit a home run. There he goes, wash them hands and stick it up you know what, because now it's all clean when you take it. And everybody, that's it. He knows everything. 80% of us New Yorkers are going to get it, according to him. I'm closing down all the schools in New York City. I believe, he said, I believe we should close down all the schools. I believe. Hey, if you believe, then I believe. Who am I not to believe? You're the governor. And then he ends it with, period. You listen to me. You listen to me, period. They destroy how the people say, oh, the restaurants are closed. You know, the wait staff, the chefs. You know, the people at the door, you know, all of the dishwashers, all the staff that's out, they're all going to be out of work. Yeah? How about the people that deliver the food? How about the people that make the food to get delivered? How about the people that pick up the trash from the restaurants? You got no trash to pick up. You know what trash you got? You got a lot of crap to pick up coming out of the mouth of politicians. That should fill, boy, there won't be any place to dump any more crap if you took all their crap and dumped it. You got all these local politicians telling you what to do. We just got to notice, I don't know the exact language of it, but the mayor, another little boy over here in Kingston, another little nobody, arrogant little nothing, who wouldn't be mayor if his family didn't get him in there. He worked at a children's zoo knowing that much about anything. And now he's saying, yeah, you don't have to pay your rent, anybody. Yeah, you don't have to pay your rent. Yeah, so I have buildings, they're all closed. People are at, I'm not paying my rent. Why should I pay you your rent? Oh, and that's the other thing. You close down all these schools? Guess what? Take your school taxes and shove them. Because why should I pay all these public servants and all the other ones that they're not allowing to go to work? Why should I pay them when, hey, we the people are out of work, but nobody pays our salary? Why am I paying their salary? Why are we paying the salary of school teachers if they're not in school teaching? Hey, we're public servants, and you are our servant. No, you got it mixed up. You're public servants. Keep it to yourself. And I'm sick of this honorable crap. I'm going on a show in Ohio a week ago Saturday. And Mr. Salenti, we're going to have to interrupt for a minute. We have the Honorable Joe DeWine, the jerk, whatever his name is. I said, what's this honorable crap? Honorable. Public servant. And everyone is bending down. I know intelligent people that are swallowing the garbage piece by piece, drop by drop. Oh, we have to obey our government. Yeah. Heil Hitler. Follow Mussolini. Salute to Stalin. Obey your Merkel. Bow to Conti. Cuomo knows best. This guy gave himself an executive order just a couple of weeks ago, slipped it into a bill so he could run the show. And we're going to be back in a little bit. Stay tuned. Future's in your hands.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him... it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Welcome to The Alex Jones Show. This is Gerald Celente. Great being here. I was talking about these arrogant governors. What do we got? I don't know the latest number, but I'll make one up. Let's say 500 people died in America so far. out of a population of 327 million. Yeah, but Salenti, it's going to get a lot worse. Don't tell me what it's going to be. I'll tell you what it is. And this has been going on now for what? Almost over 2 months? And again, you've heard the numbers, I'm sure, on Alex Jones, and I mentioned them as well. You know, all the people, what, 4.5 million people died of air pollution last year? Ah, screw that. Hey, you still drinking that water over there in Flint? Or anywhere else? Yeah, heck with that. It's only water. I was reading today's, started to read today's Wall Street Journal. And on the page over here, big picture here. Incineration of chemicals stirs concern. Group sues to stop burning of compounds linked to cancers and other lethal problems. East Liverpool, Ohio, from a backyard, Cindy Estelle can see an incinerator, a white complex of buildings along the Ohio River. Yes, yeah, so they dump all the crap into the river as well, as you well know, over the years, over the centuries. Owned by a company with a Defense Department contract to burn more than 800,000 gallons of firefighting foam and related waste. That's okay. You know that firefighting foam? Yeah, it's in all of the military bases all over the country. We got one right over here, not far from me, Newburgh, New York. It used to be a military base. Now it's Stewart Air Force. The water in Newburgh is all polluted with this foam. Philadelphia, outside there, all around the country. That stuff's fine. Keep burning it, dumping it in the water. Hey, you love those pesticides? Hey, how about all those chemicals that they put on your food? Oh, and all you people are staying at home, can't go outside. Yeah, look at what they're buying. The numbers are out there. You want any more Cheerios or Pop-Tarts? You like those artificial flavors and those artificial colorings? They're great for you along with GMOs. That stuff is fine for you. The poisons that they're dumping in our food, in the water, in the earth, in the air, that are killing us. Like I said, you're worried about climate change? Forget about it. You're going to be dead before the climate changes. All the garbage that they're killing us with. Look at a label on any of this stuff. Names that you never heard of. And that's what people are eating as they're staying on. Government orders, you do what I tell you to do. Gold prices, by the way, oh, shoot. When I came on the air, they were up over $70. $70 an ounce. I've been in this business a long time. Rarely have I seen a $70 plus bounce in gold price. The reason gold prices went down is because people bailing out of all these other markets and they're short on money and they're covering their losses. All this cheap money. We get a stimulus plan. We need this plan. And look what they're doing right in front of your eyes. Right in front of your eyes. The Federal Reserve is saying that they're going to dump in as much money as needed to boost up the equity markets. We'll boost up the equity markets because, you know, again, I'm no Bernie Sanders fan.
I'll give you free education. I'll give you free health care. I never worked a day in my life. And if I get elected, you won't either. I'm full of baloney.
Anyway, they call him a socialist. Either let him, we're going to have socialism in America. Guess what, boys and girls? We have socialism for the hedge funds. Socialism for the big corporations. Socialism, they get all the dough, too big to fail. Too big to jail. And if you get too close to somebody and you ain't social distance enough, you'll go to jail. And that's what they're doing in France, by the way. They're fining people for being too close to each other. This little boy Macron, a cazzone Macron, with cojones smaller than a mothball, giving you the orders all around the world. Newsom, Cuomo, one jerk, slimy, low-life government official jerk telling you what to do. But anyway, socialism
for the big corporations, socialism for the hedge funds,
socialism for Wall Street, capitalism for we the little people. You got it? Look in Italy. Lock down the entire place. Who's dying over there in Italy? As I said, just mostly the elderly that have been ill. You lock down the entire place. People are still dying. It ain't working, right? You got it? It's not working. They have instilled fear and hysteria at levels we've never seen before. You're going to see crime. You're going to see crime go through the roof. Hey, here, I was just going through some old articles. This is from February 17th. Las Vegas anti-homeless ordinance enforcement begins. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department has begun enforcing anti-homeless ordinance measures passed by Las Vegas City Council this past November and January. The ordinance criminalizes property, making it illegal to sleep or camp on sidewalks or in public spaces. Okay? That was April 17th. The law was written back in, what did I say, November and January? Long before Rosie, Queen of Coronavirus, showed up. You think you got a homeless problem now? You think you got a homeless problem now? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to pay my bills? I can't cut your hair. Can't do your nails. Don't come into my beauty salon. Oh, to show you a bunch of lowlifes we got running the show. You know what you can do? You know it's an essential service now in New York? You know who can stay open? Can't make this crap up. Yes, you can, if you're a low-life, slimy politician. Oh, and remember, I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate when I was 25 years old, so I was on the inside. Anyway, you know what they allow to stay open? Liquor stores! Yay! Liquor stores can stay open. No butcher shop, nothing. Everybody else closed down. Beep, 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 beep. Not allowed, but liquor stores, you know why? It's the same low-life, slimy, garbage, crap politicians that gave us prohibition. Yeah. They lifted it when the Great Depression came so they could get taxes. And now as the greatest depression is here, they're allowing liquor stores to stay open because they're screwing us inside out with the taxes that they put on alcohol. So these slimy politicians who don't have to worry about being out of work because we're the jerks that they steal our money to in the name of taxes so they can keep having jobs. They're not worried about closing everybody else down. They got their salary coming in because they steal our money in the name of taxes. And liquor brings in high taxes. Yep. The decline of America in front of our eyes. In a country near you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitload shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Happy to be on The Alex Jones Show. So, I'm telling you what's going on and how bad it's going to get. The Greatest Depression has begun.
Surprise.
The headline in the toilet paper record yesterday, the New York Times, and boy, you could use that toilet paper because they're short on the other stuff. They say they fear a recession. Deep recession. It's not a recession. It's a global depression. This is unprecedented in world history. Well over a billion people are locked in their homes, locked down. You're going to see earnings reports that are going to be beyond the unbelievable. Airlines, you name the industry. They're destroying the global economy, and it was already in a slowdown before. You know, I had the facts are here. One after another, the reports were coming out about the slowdown, the government debt, the corporate debt. Yeah, here we go. This is from February 21st. The Organization for Economic Cooperation, 24th, excuse me. Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, 36-member body covering the world's major economies, has issued a report detailing the rapid rise of corporate debt and the dangers it poses for the world economy. In the event of an unexpected rise in interest rates or a recession. Again, this is before this all happened. Recession, interest rates are down to nothing. We're in a depression. Debt, hey, how about that shale market, huh? Again, as all this is in detail in your Trends Journal, that we've been writing about this on and on and on before this happened. As you well know, that I announced on David Knight's show a year ago that we were going into the greatest depression. I said it wouldn't happen until 2021. I also said we'd have zero negative interest rates by October of this year. And now we have them already because it was escalated by the coronavirus. The point that I'm making, it was underway already, and now they've made a terrible situation into a disaster. So where is there going to be growth and where is there going to be decline? I do not give financial advice, but I want to tell InfoWars listeners some of the things we tell our subscribers to the Trends Journal. And it's a weekly now. We've gone from a quarterly to a monthly to a weekly because events are changing so rapidly. For those who play the market, think about shorting a number of industries. Think of all the stores that are closed down, from the Home Goods, the TJ Maxx, on and on. Think of all the places that are closed down. What are they going to do with all of the stock in those places? They're overstocked. Now think of all the production that's backlogged, that's all the stuff that's been made that hasn't been shipped out. What are they going to do to all these products? Automobiles. Art. Vintage cars. All the prices, antiques. Down. Down. Sotheby's, see you later. Real estate, way down. By the way, you know what's happening up where we are? We're about, there it is, seeing great recession, right? That's how sharp the toilet paper is. Thanks for putting that up. The people are leaving the city. I was on a phone call last night with someone extremely in the higher echelons of the income bracket. And, of course, they have places in New York City, but also outside the city. And he said to me, would you go down the city? What's going on now? This infectious virus? I said, I'd boogie down Broadway. But here's the deal. People are exiting. You're afraid to be living in these densely populated areas. So you're going to see a flattening out rather than a steep decline in some areas. In Kingston, New York may be one of those where it's flattening out because this thing was booming because people were already leaving the city to come up here. We're 90 miles north of New York in the most beautiful area around. So people are afraid of the cities. So you're going to see real estate really start collapsing. I forecast in metropolitan areas, densely populated around the world, where the prices escalated really quick from Vancouver to Berlin, from San Francisco to Boston. Oh, Boston. Here's another trend. You know them college towns? Adios. Those college towns are going to go down the crapper. They're closing down all the schools. How those businesses that used to thrive and survive from college towns going to make it? They're not. And I have to tell you, I cry sometimes throughout the day thinking about what's happening to people and talking to people and seeing how hard this is hitting them. People haven't realized, most people, how bad this is going to be. Shock hasn't even set in yet. The other things to start looking at, what stocks are going to go up? I will tell you one that I would suggest you consider looking at. In my book, Trends 2000, that came out in 1996, one of my trends was interactive U, meaning university. And how ridiculous the education system we have now that's invented from the Germans following in the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, when people were no longer making their own products and things, and they put them in centralized locations and taught them how to read, write, do math, and follow orders. That system stinks. It's dead, as you can see how terrible our education system is. We don't even win place or show in most of the world's ratings. Interactive university has begun. It's a whole new world. And again, I'm not telling you what to do. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. And by the way, as this whole, everything I'm saying, Alex Jones is saying, anyone else is saying, think for yourself. Look for the facts. And the thinking for yourself is why I want to say to you, consider if you're an investor or a gambler at the Asian markets where they've already have in place interactive education. Because those companies are going to boom. People are going to be afraid to send their kids to school. The panic is on. So these are the kind of things that are going to go up. And again, those college towns, they're going to go down, down, down. And all the small entrepreneurs are going to go down with them. As I said, Cuomo gave himself the right to be dictator of New York State about 2 weeks ago. I did it in a Trends in the News broadcast. When he slipped in this piece of legislation that gave him full authority, and boy, he's playing God and the people swallowing it. Guess what? This guy's going to go down the crapper, man. Cuomo down the crapper as people go bankrupt, as businesses fail, as people can't pay wages or earn wages, and they're out on the street. Oh, and why are gun sales going up? Because the smart money knows, the smart people know, we're going to see a crime wave like we've never experienced in our lifetime. And here's the other part of it. When eventually things do open up again, watch for a lot of theft going on as well. A big story coming out in your Trends Journal tomorrow. You ready? We're going from, quote, dirty cash, because that's what they're calling it, to digital trash. Yeah. They're going to steal every dime we have. So they can know every penny that you spent, so they can get their cut of it. Because every penny that you spent is now going to be digitally monitored by the new dictators running the world. This is a time to fight for freedom. And that's what I'm going to do, and that's what InfoWars does. Because if we don't fight for freedom, we're going to die in the new concentration camps of hell called lockdowns. This is Gerald Celente.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our